Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Every home tells a story. Sometimes it's one of joy, growth, and cherished memories. But every so often, a home holds secrets, echoes of a past that refuse to be forgotten. Tonight, we step into the life of a young couple who search for a new beginning, led them straight into the arms of something unexplainable. At first, it seemed innocent, a voice mimicked, a shadow glimpsed, a playful spirit that only moved a roll of toilet paper. But as the months unfolded, their encounters grew stranger. Was it all coincidence, or something deliberately trying to make itself known? From a friendly, ghostly kitten to whispers in the night, these experiences blurred the line between what could be rationalized and what could not. And yet, even in their new home, the unease persisted. Why were they chosen? Were these manifestations tied to the locations? Or to them, are these spirits mere echoes of those who once lived, or is something darker at play? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I've always been fascinated by the paranormal, but I never imagined I'd be living through my own ghost story. It started innocently enough, a few strange occurrences in our apartment. My boyfriend and I had moved there last October. It was a small place, nestled on the top floor, and had a storage area in the basement. While the apartment itself felt normal, the basement was another story. From the moment I stepped down there, I felt it, a heavy, dark presence. It wasn't just unease, it was anger, something that seemed to press against my chest and make it hard to breathe. I couldn't stay down there, not even for a second. My boyfriend, practical as always, chalked it up to my imagination and took over all the trips to the basement. The apartment had its quirks. A mischievous energy seemed to linger. At first, it was small things, misplaced objects, the toilet paper inexplicably moving to odd spots. It was annoying, but not frightening. Then came the voices. Twice I heard something mimicking us. The first time, we were getting ready for bed. It was winter, and the wind outside was howling. Our porch door had a broken handle, so we tied it to the oven to keep it closed. That night, we forgot. Suddenly, the door burst open, slamming against the wall. My boyfriend ran to wrestle it shut, leaving me in bed. As I lay there, I heard his voice in the doorway, muttering, "Oh my God, oh my God." It sounded just like him, even his tone and rhythm. I assumed he was frustrated with the door. I saw a figure, dark but unmistakable, cross the room and sit on the edge of the bed. I thought it was him. But then just 2 minutes later, my boyfriend walked in, still frustrated, and climbed into bed. The second time was even stranger. During Christmas break, we had friends over almost every night. One evening, we played Dungeons and Dragons. Our dungeon master was incredible, giving each character a unique voice. One of them, Kurt, had this deep, gravelly tone that stood out. After hours of gameplay, our friends left and we went to bed. As we lay there in the quiet, I suddenly heard Kurt's voice clear as day. It wasn't my boyfriend's impression or something muffled in a dream. It was Kurt, speaking just a few feet away. My heart raced, but I didn't tell my boyfriend. What would I even say? The ghost is role-playing? I laughed it off, but couldn't shake the unease. By January, we were ready for a change. We found a beautiful old house that felt like it had been waiting for us. From the moment I stepped inside, I felt welcomed, like the house itself was wrapping us in warmth. It was so different from the apartment. I thought we were leaving the strangeness behind. I couldn't have been more wrong. Before moving in, we spent time painting and fixing things up. My boyfriend, a fisherman, was away, so I tackled most of it alone. One day, while painting, I heard something. Light footsteps running up and down the stairs. At first, I froze, listening. It sounded like children, their laughter faint but unmistakable. But I knew no one else was there. Later that week, I invited friends over to help with the painting. While driving to pick one of them up, something strange happened. Out of nowhere, a massive bird, an eagle bigger than anything I'd ever seen, swooped past my windshield. Startled, I slammed on the brakes, but when I looked again, it was gone. We don't even have eagles here. It felt like a sign, though I wasn't sure of what. That night as we painted, I felt something brush against my hair. It wasn't a light touch, it was deliberate, as if someone had gently tugged it. I spun around expecting to catch one of my friends goofing off, but they were all focused on their work. They swore it wasn't them. We moved in shortly after, and at first everything seemed perfect. The house had a good vibe, and even our friends commented on how cozy it felt. But small things started happening, little enough to ignore, clicking noises downstairs like light switches being flicked on and off. Every time we checked, there was nothing. The clicking would stop as soon as we went down to investigate. Once my boyfriend heard an unexplainable sound that shook him. He tried to describe it, but the words failed him. Then came the voices. Friends talking to me on the phone started asking who else was in the house. When I told them I was alone, they hesitated before saying, "I swear I just heard someone else talking." At this point, I wasn't scared. Not yet. But I started to feel like we weren't alone, like something, or someone, was watching. Things took a turn one night when I saw her, the kitten. She was tiny, gray, and spotted, walking gracefully across the air mattress in the computer room. We do have a cat, but she's entirely black and was outside at the time. I watched in stunned silence as the kitten moved across the mattress and disappeared under the desk. It didn't feel threatening, just strange. I named her Julia. It felt wrong not to. Julia wasn't shy about making herself known. One morning, as I lay in bed, I felt a weight press against my legs. I glanced down, expecting to see our real cat curled up. Instead, there she was. Julia, staring at me with wide gray eyes, but the moment I blinked, she was gone. Not long after, we started hearing music. It wasn't a song we recognized, just faint notes drifting up from the lower level of the house. It didn't matter what time of day it was. The music would start and stop randomly. At first, my boyfriend dismissed it, saying it was probably the neighbors, but one night, when it grew louder, he went downstairs to check. The music stopped the moment he reached the bottom step. The incidents became harder to brush off. One day, while at work delivering packages, I saw something that made my stomach drop. As I stood at a customer's door, a little boy appeared behind me in the reflection of the glass. He was no more than 6, with a mop of messy brown hair and a vacant expression. I turned around quickly, but there was no one there. I couldn't shake the feeling that he was somehow connected to the house. But how? And why was he following me? The most unsettling event happened just days later. It was late evening, and I was in the living room when I noticed something flickering in the corner of my eye. I turned to the window and saw flames, small but unmistakable, dancing on the wooden frame. My heart raced. I grabbed the nearest liquid, splashing it over the fire. But when I looked closer, there were no burn marks. The wood was untouched. It wasn't just the flames that scared me. It was the feeling that came with them. It was as though the house itself was warning me of something. Even with all this, the house doesn't feel malevolent. It's almost as if there are layers to the energy here, some playful, like Julia, and others heavier, more serious. Friends have mentioned hearing voices or strange noises when they visit, but they always say the house feels welcoming overall. Last night, I saw Julia again. She walked out from beneath the closet, her tiny gray body blending into the shadows. As I watched her, a cold draft swept through the room, and I swear I heard a voice, a whisper, faint, but distinct. "It's not over." I don't know what it meant or if it was directed at me, but it left me with a pit in my stomach. These events, though not all frightening, are starting to feel connected, like pieces of a puzzle I can't quite put together. Tony, I'm sharing this because I don't know what to do. Are these spirits attached to the house, or have they latched onto me somehow? Is this all leading to something, or am I just overthinking it? I wish I had answers, but for now, all I have are questions, and the hope that whatever is happening will one day reveal its purpose. Sincerely, Patch. Patch's story leaves us with a lot to think about. On the surface, the events could be dismissed as harmless, a playful kitten, a few strange noises, even an echo of a voice. But as the experiences stack up, they begin to paint a picture of something deeper. Could Patch's sensitivity to the paranormal be attracting these phenomena? Or is it the homes themselves, with their hidden histories, drawing these spirits out? From a psychological standpoint, it's worth considering how stress or heightened emotions might amplify these experiences. Moving to a new home, balancing a relationship, and dealing with the demands of work, all of these can create the perfect storm for our minds to play tricks on us. The boy in the reflection or Julia's fleeting appearances could be explained as projections of Patch's own subconscious, seeking comfort or clarity in the face of uncertainty. But then there are the moments that defy simple explanation. The unburnt window, the mysterious music, the whisper that came with a chilling draft. These suggest that perhaps something more is at play. Could Julia be a residual energy, a spirit looping through its last innocent moments? Could the boy Patch saw be tied to the history of the house, seeking acknowledgement or help? And what of the fire that wasn't? In many traditions, fire symbolizes transformation or warning. Perhaps the house isn't just haunted. It's trying to tell Patch something. The question that lingers is whether these experiences will escalate. Is Patch a passive observer in these events, or has this connection to the unseen world made her an unwitting participant? Sometimes the past leaves its imprint on a place or a person, refusing to be forgotten. Patch's story reminds us that while the line between the known and the unknown is thin, it's often what lies just beyond our understanding that leaves the biggest impact. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.